Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, Sam, Marvin Lewis coached 16 years in Cincinnati, and he did work for Bill Cowher early on. And Bill Cowher's little run there at Pittsburgh that lasted
little
15
run?
Years.
So more than a little run.
Well, Hall 15 of fame years, run. Well, compared to 16 years.
Yeah, but still, more than a little run.
Yes.
It's a decade and a half.
True.
Speaking of Pittsburgh, you know, I worked there for 5 years. One of the guys I worked with every single day is retiring. His name's Jim Colony. He's been in Pittsburgh radio for a very, very long time. Do you think that I need to go to his retirement party after 5 years of working with him every single day?
What did he do for you?
He was like the Jerry Recco to us.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
So well, let's put it this way. If Jerry Recco was retiring and having a party, would we go?
Well, of course, but I've known Jerry since 2005. Now, I've known Jim Colony since 2010, but I only worked with him for 5 years. But it was every day. It was every morning. I mean, he was the morning update anchor. It was every single morning. He was like a part of the show pictures and everything, you know? I mean, it's an interesting one.
And you have to travel to it.
I would have to go there. Now, my wife is from there, so she would be into it. You know?
Would you have to miss work? Is it like during the week?
No, I wouldn't miss work, I don't think. I don't know. Unless they did it on like a Friday morning because he's working in the morning and they did it like in the studio or something, but that would be strange.
That would be classic radio save money, though.
It would be. There's a couple of off-brand sodas and a Danish or two in the cafeteria if you'd like to partake.
That is an interesting one. I mean, you know, the fact that maybe you can get Gina to go back home with you and stuff like that, you know, that's a different story. I mean, yeah, like, you got to play that into the equation.
I'm feeling like I should be there.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm feeling like I need to go.
Now that you're a star, full-on star, and the grand poobah of WFAN.
That has nothing to do with anything. I appreciate the kind words.
No, but go back there, like people see you and they're like, wow, you work for WFAN now.
Maybe, you know. People are excited. They like the fact that I was there and I'm doing well. And a lot of people watch the show out there and stream us.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think maybe you should go.
I should go back.
I think you should.
Yeah. I mean, he was at my going away party when I left, but that was easy
for him.
Yeah, but
that was there. He didn't have to come here.
Right.
Was your wedding?
He was.
Oh, then you got to go.
My wedding was in Pittsburgh, remember? So, what's that?
How old is he?
66. 66 years old.
Man, that's a long time working in radio.
Yeah, I know. Oof. And he worked in Boston, worked in Pittsburgh. He actually took over for Myron Cope's show at night there when he first got to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think you got to go, yeah.
I mean, I get an invite to his 4th of July party every year.
Yeah, you don't have to go to that. You can't, you know.
And I turn that down because I'm like, why would I go to Pittsburgh on 4th of July? Are you kidding me? I've got everything at my fingertips.
I was reading in Forbes the other day that Pittsburgh is one of the best places to retire.
Really?
Yeah. Number one city.
Number one city to retire?
In the particular article that I was reading, yes.
If you had told me to raise a family, to start a family, I would say yes. Because there's great school districts out there, affordable city, all of that.
Yeah.
But to retire, the weather's terrible.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess weather obviously plays a very big part in deciding where to retire, yes.
Oh, by the way, Bill Cowher and Jim Colony, close friends.
So then Bill Cowher's got to be gone to this thing.
Yeah, I think he needs to go.
Right.
Should we text Bill Cowher that this guy's retiring and say you got to show up there for the retirement party?
Maybe you guys could fly out together.
Yeah, we can go together.
Yeah.
Would you give me Bill's number so we could work this out?
Yeah, he knows you. He likes you.
Okay, good.
All right.
Give me his number now.
So we got big news. I don't know. Breaking news. We got breaking news.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Let's go to Mike in Pine Beach, New Jersey. Mike, what's happening?
Mike?
Boomer Geo. What's going on, guys?
Not much. Mike. Why don't you give us some good news?
You guys know that yesterday the New Jersey Sportscaster of the Year was announced, and it's the one and only Jerry Recto.
Get out of here.
He was a co-winner with a guy named Tom Williams.
A co-winner? Come on, is that really
a co-winner? There was a tie?
Is this the first time ever there's been co-winners?
I don't know, but there was a tie. There was a tie for sports writer, too. But for sportscaster of New Jersey, it was Jerry Recto.
Hold on a second. I remember last year Chris Carlin won this, and then we said Jerry needs to win it the next year. And I remember going through all the names and everything and said, how does Jerry not win this? And he won it this year. So obviously they were listening to
us. He didn't really win it. He's splitting it.
Yeah, it's split. It's for gays.
Yeah.
But wait a second. You guys remember that, though, when Chris Carlin won it last year? I was like, how is Jerry's got to win this next year? He has to. And he did. Tom Williams.
Who is that?
Who's Tom Williams, Mike?
That bitch.
I don't know. Some guy from Ocean County, but.
Some guy from Ocean County.
Jerry's a winner. I figured you gotta let you guys know because Jerry's not gonna let you know.
I know. Yeah, Jerry does cowboy games with his childhood idol and doesn't even let us know. So there's no way he was gonna tell us about this.
That's unbelievable that he wouldn't tell us this.
He saved a guy's life in the newsroom and didn't tell us.
Didn't tell us that. That's why he won the Pulse of the People Award. This is a big year for Jerry.
It's a huge year. Well, it's now the next year.
But it goes all together. It's all happening in one year.
Did you guys talk about this on the warm-up show?
No, this is the first I'm hearing it.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of...
What? Can you ask him? Like, why would he tell us?
I kind of want to take credit for this a little bit, because I remember last year I was mad that Carlin won it.
I feel like we should buy him breakfast or something.
Yeah, I bought the last five breakfasts.
But it is a shared award.
Tom Williams... Jersey sportscaster. He's covering Ocean City High School sports. He's been named
like this. I go, Jerry, the guys want to talk to you about winning the thing. He goes, oh.
What do you mean, oh?
You didn't want us to find this out?
Why didn't you tell us?
Why didn't you tell us?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Yeah, boy.
Hold on a second. Boy.
Tom Williams, has won this award 10 times.
I was going to tell you off the air after the show.
Okay.
After the show.
Well,
why?
Because when you come in, we're doing the warm-up show.
Yeah, why did you talk about it in the warm-up show with you and Al?
I don't know.
If I would have won Sportscaster,
well, we know that.
He would have definitely opened
it. You're opening every segment with it.
You're a co-winner, right?
Yes.
Yeah, why? How's that work?
I have no idea.
And who's this guy? He's won it 10 times?
Yeah, he's won it 10 times.
Must be pretty damn good.
No, so he's obviously rigging this thing.
Yeah, somehow he's rigging it. It's got to be.
This was the thing we were talking about last year that Carlin won, and I was like, why aren't you winning this?
Right.
And didn't you have to join this?
I haven't joined anything. I don't know how it works.
Did Carlin share it, or did he get it free and clear?
I don't know. I would think he probably got it free and clear.
Could be Russian collusion.
Now, is there a dinner associated with this that we have to go to or anything?
There's a weekend, I believe, in the summer.
In the summer?
Yeah.
A weekend?
In Myrtle Beach?
That's what I was told.
Wait, is that just like, that's what you win? Or is that where you don't win.
I think you got to pay to go. I mean, they're not just going to give out rooms and events.
All right, what do you think I just put in Jerry Recco into Google. What do you think the first four auto search things are for Jerry Recco?
How much he sucks?
No. It's actually nothing. It's not like that.
It's got to be Rutgers basketball.
No.
Not WFAN?
No. Is
his school that he used to have?
No.
Sports phone?
No.
Sports phone?
White Hole League?
Wife is number two.
Okay.
Jerry Recco, wife is number
two. Net worth.
No, that's not it. Mm. Jerry Recco, Twitter is one that's not interesting. Wife is number two. Number three is something that you just completed and had a lot of success with.
Calendar.
Yes. Jerry Recco calendar is the third autofill.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the fourth one is Jerry Recco COVID. That's the fourth autofill.
That's how. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bad week, but I wouldn't have thought that would have been in the
top. How you doing?
Five.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Sadly, I don't think I can do the weekend
co-winner
in Myrtle Beach, but yes.
Okay.
But it's just nice to be nominated.
Jerry Recco could be heard in the mornings on WFAN, won the New Jersey Award for his work on Leo Fields' Rutgers sports properties.
Oh, you didn't even win it for this. You won it for that.
I believe someone from Rutgers, what, it nominated me or
got me into the mix,
but I don't know that for a fact.
Somebody around here nominate?
I don't know. I have no idea.
See, there was a schism here.
Who's right? Schism?
Well, when Mark got kicked to the curb and then Spike came in,
jeez,
there was something like in between that. And that was like the dead area. And nobody was doing anything in return for the on-air personality
right.
for yourself.
Okay. I mean, in fairness, I don't think I was nominated the last 20 years either. There was no schism for the last 20 years.
Well, that's but on whatever. Mark. That's on Chernoff.
Listen, it doesn't matter. It's just very nice that someone thought of me. I don't know who at Rutgers did it, if in fact they did it, but I think that's awesome.
But I think it's right that if Al gets it, because Al now should get it, or Eddie even, for that matter.
Next year, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you guys get it? You're Jersey residents.
Yeah.
See, you pay taxes.
Last year, I tweeted out saying, Jerry Recco needs to be the New Jersey Sportscaster of the Year next year.
Is this a play-by-play award, or can I win it?
I mean, you do a show every morning.
And a podcast.
That's true.
I mean, that's a big thing. You're big in the podcast world.
But you do it on a New York radio station, maybe because you're...
That could be.
The New Jersey.
Yeah, but our listening audience, although Chris Carlin, portion right. of it is over there in New Jersey.
Well, Carlin, I mean, Rutgers, too. I don't know. It's a good question, Eddie. I don't know.
And Al, everything that you've done to improve the lives of people in Bradley Beach.
Correct.
Think about the impact that you've had there.
Man, this Tom Williams is an award whore. Let me tell you something.
He's very good at what he does.
But he's obviously nominating himself 10 times to win this thing.
You
need it again?
I mean, it's way South Jersey, right? Isn't it Ocean City?
Ocean County, yeah.
Ocean County. Oh, that's not that far. Okay.
Such a tiny market, too.
You think he's nominating him? And who's doing the voting?
I don't know that either. No idea. But he's won it 10 times. He does high school sports down there.
Is there a spokesperson for this award?
Did this guy call in, too, when we were talking about this? I think he might have.
Tom Williams did? Or
yeah, I think. I'm remembering we did this last year.
And why do you say he's an award whore?
Because he's winning it every year. It's
just
enough.
For that award. Has he won any other awards?
This one, 10 times.
In a row?
No. Just like over the last 15 years.
Okay.
I want to get a list of all this.
I wonder if those years, you know, he won so often, the years he doesn't win, is he like...
He's pissed off.
Yeah.
Does he think, like, maybe, you know, I took my eye off the ball?
I think Mike Breen won for New York.
He did. Let's see. Carlin was last year. Matt Lachlan had won it in the past. He won 2018. Score! Oh, here we go. Yeah, so, Carlin was 2020. You're 2021, Jerry, with Tom Williams.
There you go. Tom and Jerry.
Tom Williams.
Maybe that's why they did it.
Maybe.
Tom Williams won this in 1985. That was his first victory. 1985.
That's called staying power right there, G.
Actually, you know what? I'm wrong about that. 1981.
Oof.
Was the first time he won. 40
years ago. Wow.
He won in 81. 85.
You know what's next, don't you? He's going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
He might. If he won this 10 times, going back to 1981, I would say that's a Lifetime of Achievement.
2013.
Sounds like a compiler to me.
16, 17. They couldn't just give this to you free and clear. They had to give this guy another one, a half of one.
Hey, by the way, is what it is.
By the way, there's never been two people who have won it at the same time. They've never had a tie.
How do they have a tie?
Ridiculous.
Tell me you don't want it.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, give it to Tom Williams.
Give it to Tom Williams. He could have it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I got another trophy I can put next to my Pulse of the People.
There's a Kevin Williams, too. There's a brother. I guarantee it's his brother.
Kevin He's won it for in the same county?
Yeah, in the same radio station.
Yeah, maybe it's now, his brother,
let me
then.
Ask you a question.
Yeah.
You have to pay to go to Myrtle Beach to get the award, or they pay you all expenses paid trip?
Well, I don't think I can go, number one. Number two, if I went, I wouldn't think it's all expenses paid. I have no idea. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe it is free. I don't know. But the week that event is one of our bigger baseball tournaments, so I do not think I'll be able to go.
By the way, Marty Glickman won this award back in 1960. So you're in good company.
Marv Albert win it all?
Not in New Jersey. But I'm just looking in New Jersey.
I guess he probably lived in Manhattan.
Just looking in Jersey. Let's go to Ruben in Belleville. What's going on, Ruben?
Good morning, man. How are you?
What's up, man?
Hey, I was just curious. This kind of sounds sort of like the Pulse of the People Award. Was this guy nominating himself and voting on himself to win it 10 times? It seems a little shady to me.
Yeah, and then his brother, too, has won like 15 times.
Oh.
Yeah. There's something Fugazi going on.
Without a doubt.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, Ruben.
Yeah. So, Kevin.
And, you know, every now and again, they'll throw like a rando in there like you. Yeah. Just to say that this is legit.
The bone was thrown my way.
Right, yeah. Exactly. You're the rando.
Kevin Williams. Okay. Kevin and Tom Williams have won this thing.
Oh, they run this thing.
They do.
100%.
You know Mike Frankel? Are you familiar with him? He was the 2019.
No. Michael Franco played for the Phillies. Mike Franco? No.
Mike Frankel.
Frankel? No, I do not. Where's he from?
Jersey Sports Zone in Trenton.
Okay. Great. Good for them.
He definitely went down to Myrtle Beach to collect that award, without a doubt. Can Carlin come on with us, or is he not allowed these days? Probably not, right? I wonder if he went to Myrtle Beach.
As an award winner?
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's a free buffet.
Go to Myrtle Beach.
Suck my left nut. I guess that's a no.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, 2020, you would think it would be in the middle of COVID, so maybe they did it remote.
He must not have gone, or they might not have had it, because I did see when Chris was at, what bowl did Rutgers play in, the Gator Bowl?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I saw them post a picture. He was presented with his award in the booth.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. All right. Very good. So he turned down the trip to Myrtle Beach. We got to go. Just like when Boomer gets into the Ring of Honor in Cincinnati, we're going.
Yeah, but I don't think I can go. I mean, you can go for me if you'd like.
Yeah, we'll all go.
That's fine.
We'll accept the award on your behalf.
That's totally cool.
That's what we'll do.
And Tom and Kevin Williams are not brothers.
They just work at the same station with the same last name?
Yes.
Cousins, maybe? Family members?
Turns out I know Kevin's son. He sometimes books guests during Radio Row and that sort of thing. So yeah. I've worked with him over the years. His dad's name is Kevin. He says they have been at that radio station for over 40 years.
Boy, small world. Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're not related?
Not related.
And they both just keep winning this award.
Now, does it look like they alter each year?
Yeah, basically. Oh. Well, actually, they go on runs. Like, Kevin won one.
Like a basketball game.
Yeah, Kevin won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 7 years. Bruce Beck actually was the one guy. He came in there and.
He got the bone that year.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, 2002. And then, yeah, Kevin's actually won more than Tom. It's crazy.
Yeah, they are not related at all.
Like, no, really, no disrespect meant. How does Bruce Beck not win every year?
I don't know. It's true.
Guys, at every New Jersey event known to man.
But how do you not win every year? I mean, you're here every day, 5 days a week. You do Rutgers games. You do Cowboy broadcast. I mean, I'm like, is there anybody that does more than you do?
There are others that do more, I'm sure.
And now you have to, like, share the award?
It was an honor just being nominated.
No, you know what? You're not accepting it.
Guys know Dick Landis? Ever heard of him? He won a bunch.
No. I don't know Dick Landis.
Dick Landis won 4 years in a row.
From when? Recently?
75.
Oh, Jesus.
75 to 79?
I don't know.
How about Mort Lubow?
Nope.
62, 63, 64, 65, and 66.
How about Chernoff?
No. Well, he's not. He was never really a sportscaster, you know?
That's true. That's a good point.
Hey, let's go to Kevin Williams.
Oh, it's Kevin Williams.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, my God. You finally got your hands off, your grubby hands off this award. Let someone else get it, huh, Kevin?
My 15 seconds of fame. Oh, my God. 20 years in radio.
So why do you always win this thing?
First of all, I have not won in a long time. I guess my window is closed.
Okay.
And yes, Tom Williams and I are not related. I know Tom. He's a South Jersey guy. I'm more a Central Jersey guy.
Okay.
But the organization has changed. It used to be the National Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association, and it was based in North Carolina, a place called Salisbury, North Carolina. And they actually had the awards presentation at Catawba University, which was kind of like their partner on the whole thing. So when I went moons ago, I was going to Salisbury, North Carolina, which is not exactly Los Angeles, but a wonderful place. I mean, the town would get involved. They they really treat you to the nines. And if Jerry can go, I would really suggest if it works into his schedule, because they kind of roll out the red carpet for you.
So wait, he'd be going to Myrtle Beach, not Salisbury, North Carolina,
yeah,
right? Okay.
Listen, I'll never win it to go to Myrtle Beach. That's too nice. I was in Salisbury, North Carolina.
Yeah, so last time you won, it seems like, was 2006. And
yeah, listen, I'm old now. So yeah. I guess, you know, although Tom is old too, but he's kind of like a South Jersey guy. Just so you guys know, the way it works is the members of the organization who are members from New Jersey are the ones who vote on the New Jersey winners.
Do you have a vote?
You know what? I'm not actually a member of the organization any longer. Not
okay.
for any other reason. I just, you know, I always felt like there should be some credibility in how you win the award. Jerry is clearly deserving, but it's kind of like a popularity contest. So I don't even know how many members there are in the state of New Jersey. You know, a couple dozen? I really don't know. You have to be a member to vote, though.
Okay. All right. And it doesn't seem like you have co-winners happen that much, but I am looking. Both you and Tom Williams both won in 2000. You guys shared the award.
Yeah. I've gone to Salisbury. I think I went about 5 or 6 times for the awards thing.
You bring your whole family type of thing? Like, is that what it's like?
I always went by myself. My wife never had anything interesting.
I don't know. Yeah, you staying in a Marriott? Where do you stay?
I'm trying to. It was okay. It was nice. You guys will get a kick out of this. So there would be things for the winners to do, and then they would have things for the spouses to do. The big thing for the spouses was you took a tour of the Krispy Kreme factory.
That's ridiculous.
Which I guess was in Salisbury. But I will say this. The first time I won it, I was very young, and the national winner was Dick Enberg. So it was a real thrill, you know, to get to hobnob with people like that. And they do go out of their way. They really do treat you really nice. And so, I mean, if Jerry's schedule allowed, he should go.
Did you have to pay your own way down there? Or did this group, the Sportscaster of the Years, pay the flight and everything?
Everything there is paid for. You would only have to pay your travel.
Oh, okay. All right. So you get the hotel for free and everything else. Okay.
The hotel, you know, the dinners day and night. You know, they do a really, really nice job. And they really go out of their way. And it's that one time where, you know, in my case, a nobody from New Jersey is hobnobbing with, you know, one year it was Warner Wolf, so I was like sitting next to him, that kind of thing. So it's kind of a fun thing. But Jerry clearly is deserving, and I'm a little disappointed he's got to share it with someone who's won it so many times.
Yeah, especially exactly. And the fact that, you know, finally somebody woke up and realized that Jerry's from Jersey. I mean, he's been doing this for years.
Oh, absolutely! Listen, I've listened to him and followed him for many, many years, and you know, was aware of all the good things he's done. You know, he's been very philanthropic. I mean, he's really deserving of this. But I will say this, Jerry: Tom is a really nice guy, just an old time radio guy. Works very hard at it, and has really made an impact on a lot of high school athletes in South Jersey.
Yeah, he needs to take himself out of this.
No, he does.
He needs to recuse himself this year and let Jerry have.
No, don't do that. No,
all the light.
No,
Jerry needs it all by himself.
Yeah, this is. Enough.
No,
I mean,
no.
Don't tell me.
Do that.
How many voters are there, Kevin? Do you know?
4.
If you were asking me to guess, I would imagine in New Jersey is what, 25, 30 members? I really don't know for sure, though.
Okay.
And there was a tie.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, anyway, listen, Kevin, we appreciate you calling in and giving us some info on this, and congratulations on all your wins in the past.
In the past, for sure. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. That's former New Jersey Sportscaster of the Year, Kevin Williams, who won many, many times. Jerry Recco was the 2021 New Jersey Sportscaster of the Year, and he's sharing it with a man named Tom Williams, who has won the award 10 times, who really should take himself out of
not.
This.
Stop
yes, he
it.
Should
no,
recuse
yes,
himself.
He should, not.
He should just step
Absolutely
away.
Absolutely
what is enough enough?
I know.
It's
honestly.
Never enough.
So you want to win this every year like Tom Williams now?
Whatever.
Would have been nice if you and Biggs would have split it.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Yeah.
That would have been very
cool.
He
won a couple times. He won in 2015 and he won in 2020.
By himself.
Yeah, by himself.
Nice.
By himself. Didn't have to share.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You sure that it's Myrtle Beach and not Winston-Salem, North Carolina, you're supposed to go?
I'm not sure.
Late June, a ceremony in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
And it does sound
home of
very
Wake
nice.
Forest, by the way. Nice place.
But
nice.
I don't know that that's going to work with my schedule.
You gotta be there.
I'm not
you?
Saying I won't be. I'm saying I don't know that I can.
Look, as a philanthropist, I think you need to be there.
Yes.
Jerry's very philanthropic. That's what we always say about him.
Yes.
Quickly, Danny in Cranford. What's going on, Danny?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Quick question. The trophy situation here, Jerry, how does this work? Is this kind of like the Ryder Cup a few years back when the U.S. and the Europeans, they had to share the cup? Do you get it for like this the first 6 months?
No, I want my own. I don't know. I want my trophy right here next to my Pulse of the People Award. That's what I want.
Yeah, absolutely. You better get your own. If it says Jerry Recco and Tom Williams on that thing, that thing's worthless.
Well, listen. He's done very good work in South Jersey.
Apparently.
It's an honor to be on the ticket with him.
Good news. Newsday media reporter Neil Best has tweeted out that you were the winner, and he tagged you, so a lot of people can respond to that.
A lot of people can respond.
This would be a 50-50 split. Well-deserving. How the hell did you win?
Let's see. Neil Best. He's still living in your town, Neil Best?
He is. He's in my town, yeah.
Is he really?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Have you had lunch with him yet? Or no,
we have plans to go get some Al's Boring.
Bradley Brew Pub.
Yeah,
really?
We're going to go get some Al's Boring beers.
And now, is he going to try to hit you up for information and stuff in that spot, or what?
All it takes is one beer.
Especially yours. Those things, oof.
Neil's very good about that kind of stuff. He's very respectful.
So he's not a good reporter, is that what you're saying? Because if you're going to go out with somebody that you're covering and you're getting them drunk, then you got to get some information out of them.
Well, he never got me drunk, so.
Right. If Al has one of his boring beers, which I had the other night, Al is going to be chirping like a canary. Because you are flying with those.
Yeah, I know. It's an IPA.
It's a 16-ounce IPA.
Yeah.
And Al hates everything, so look out.
Watch out. Here it comes. All right. We have some Zach Brown band tickets, to give away in just a couple of minutes. But first, Jerry's going to give us a quick update. What's happening, Jerry?
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. The University of Michigan, look at this number. They've agreed to a $490 million settlement with what they're saying, hundreds of people sexually assaulted by the former sports doctor.
So Michigan State.
Yeah, it's Michigan State. Michigan State, Larry Nassar.
Well, Larry Nassar.
Then that would be a terrible. Yeah, this is a terrible, terribly written by the AP. Yes.
You know who wrote Michigan that? State. Tom Williams.
No. Stop. I just want to make sure this is the right one, because this absolutely says the University of Michigan. So I don't know if this is something different, and this is coming across as an urgent. So maybe it is. That name is not in it here, and it does not say the doctor.
Oh, so Michigan this might had
be,
a doctor,
this might
too?
Be different. I don't. This is the Associated Press. This is a copy and paste thing.
All right, so what does it say, actually?
It says the University of Michigan has agreed to a $490 million settlement with hundreds of people who say they were sexually assaulted by a former sports doctor at the school. The attorney said 1,050 survivors will share the settlement that was reached the night before. University spokesman Rick Fitzgerald confirmed the settlement. So if we find out which school he is the spokesman for, we'll know.
Yeah. Dr. Anderson of the University of Michigan.
So they had one at Michigan State, and now they have one at Michigan.
$500 million payout. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know a thing about this one.
Yeah.
I knew about Larry Nassar in Michigan State. I knew nothing about this.
Yeah. So that just came across literally moments before we went on. Thought that was important to share. Titans-Bengals on Sunday. How much? We got a couple minutes here. Here's Joe Burrow. This is his first time through in the NFL playoffs, as we know. He firmly believes this moment will not be too big for him.
Just played in a lot of big games throughout my career, whether it's, you know, this year playing. I mean, every game in the last half of the season was a playoff game, or those games playing in the college football playoffs and the championship. You know, I think I've been in that situation before.
Bengals Titans will be on CBS on Saturday. You'll have the Niners and Packers Saturday night, and then of course Rams Bucks, and then Chiefs Bills on Sunday night. Chiefs Bills on CBS as well. You guys mentioned it already. Dak Prescott issues the apology for the remarks. You had those fans throwing the bottles that DeMarcus Lawrence was shielding, but they were aimed at the officials. He had these silly comments, stupid comments, really, after the game. So he does issue the long apology. I think it was on social media. Seahawks fired Ken Norton Jr. Quickly, the Knicks did lose to the T-Wolves. I have time for the final sequence to play.
Yeah.
This was Mike Breen on MSG. So we've played the Karl Anthony Towns go-ahead bucket and the free throw. Well, the Knicks did have another opportunity.
Fournier looking for an opening. On the drive, Fournier gets inside. Shot blocked. Rebound Towns picked up by Burks. Burks a three-pointer. Off the mark. Edwards the rebound, and the Knicks fall short. Oh, a gut-wrenching loss as the Knicks had the opportunities, but lose to the T-Wolves here at the Garden.
Yeah, Mike Breen on MSG. A couple of opportunities down the stretch. Couldn't get the game tire or the go-ahead hoop or the game winner, and they lose 112 to 110 as they fall a game under 500 at 22-23. The Knicks are off tonight. By the way, Minnesota closed that game on a 10-3 run over the final three minutes and change in that fourth quarter. Knicks are off tonight, while we'll have the Nets and Wizards on the Fan at 7 o'clock. Nets go in 27-16. They did get good news. I read in the article in the Post today that Kevin Durant's knee injury could have been a lot worse than it is, so they did dodge a bullet there, but he still will miss considerable time. As we know, UConn beat Butler 76-59, a one-point win for Iona over Monmouth. You've got St. John's on the road at Creighton tonight. Rutgers home for Iowa tonight. Also, Carlos Correa hires Scott Boras, and the Islanders did beat the Flyers in a shootout 4-3. You got the Rangers taking on the Maple Leafs this evening, and the Devils host the Coyotes.
All right, thank you, Jerry. Now, you remember when you mentioned how come Bruce Beck doesn't win the New Jersey? He wins the New York one every year.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
he won it 10 out of the last 15 years.
I figured, because you know what's interesting about him, and I guess he probably couldn't have done this pre-pandemic. He's on every Zoom press conference every day.
Yep.
Well, it's his job.
Everyone?
Yes.
God, it's impressive. And he's always the first or second question on everyone, too. So he's there front and center, nonstop.
Yeah, he got some... You got some more big names there in the New York Sportscaster of the Year. Len Berman, Bruce Beck, Ian Eagle,
right.
Gary Cohen. And then Kevin Maher won it last year. News 12 guy.
Yeah.
Or
I actually think I do know him.
Maher, Mayor, I don't know.
What happened to News 12 weatherman?
Oh, did you guys see that story?
No.
Was it Matt Hammer?
It was not Matt Hammer, and it wasn't Jeff Banson. Banson left, though, News 12 to go to some other weather service. But there was some News 12 weather guy who stormed off the set, I guess, and quit. And now News 12 is suing him.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you suing him for?
He was supposed to do this contract. Shift. Yeah.
So they're suing him?
Well, he supposedly, as I read, he didn't want to go to work anymore because he lived in Brooklyn and drove to Woodbury.
Right. So if I decided to quit today or Al quit today, the radio station would sue us?
Well,
I
don't know. Have a contract?
If they're as petty as News 12
is,
I'm not sure.
What would they sue you for?
So Long Island's News 12 is now suing a meteorologist who caused some high pressure when he stormed off the job. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
This is the New York Post,
by the way.
High pressure
system in a storm. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, the network claims it was forced to scramble when Reed McDonough, 27, allegedly quit with no notice just 5 months into a two-year gig as weekend weatherman. He's probably the guy that took over for Banson. The Brooklyn-based forecaster began griping about his commute to the company's Woodbury studio after taking a job in February 2021, claiming he was getting grief from his significant other for spending too much time at work. This guy seems like a real douche.
That's nice.
I mean, you took a job and you're complaining about the commute. You didn't know where it was. Like, come on.
And you're getting complaints from your significant other?
Yeah, tell it to zip it. The weatherman, who now works for Google as a strategic sourcing specialist, allegedly ignored efforts to compromise and minimize the harm that his sudden resignation would cause, the company claims. As a result, News 12 devoted more than 200 hours, including significant amounts of executive management time, to the process of securing coverage for McDonough's sudden and unexpected absence, and paid premium compensation to cover his on-air shifts. They're suing him.
Wow.
Man, I tell you.
Damn.
That's some petty-ass stuff right there.
Yeah, well, that's so. Also some stupid-ass stuff, you know, quitting in the middle of your job when you have a contract.
No,
you know,
I
when
know.
You sat down and you signed a contract. Oh, it's great. I got a great opportunity here and all this other stuff. Then you quit because you commute?
Yeah, I know. That is, that's weak.
I commuted in yesterday morning.
And he was the weekend. time out.
Oh, my God.
He was the weekend
Weekend, yeah.
Yeah, what a wuss. He worked 2 days?
Yeah. What a wuss. I mean, seriously. Hey, Brooklyn,
is he from
Woodbury?
Jersey? Maybe I can tie him next year.
yes, get Hammer on the whole. Get Hammer on.
He's
the line.
Not going to say anything.
He can't say anything.
Maybe there's something else going on.
Yeah, it's
here.
A lawsuit. Here's what he's going to do. It's a lawsuit. I can't talk about it in his meteorologist voice that he does. You know that he's not going to give you anything on this. We could call him, though.
I do
up.
Think, though, there could be something to the significant other that is furious that he's not around every weekend. He made a mistake. You decide to quit, and now he's being sued.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, but quit with notice, though, then.
Come on.
Yeah, this guy. I mean, who wants to be around their significant other anyway?
It's a different... Listen, that's a different conversation.
But he's the
notice
weekend.
Notice Sal's back in studio.
He's the weekend weatherman.
Yeah, I know.
That's 2 days.
2 days. It is. Yeah, weekend weatherman. Brooklyn to Woodbury, that's really that tough?
And that's a reverse commute, yeah. By the way.
I know, seriously.
There are no reverse commutes around here anymore.
We
are you nuts?
Al's way farther than that. I'm way farther than that.
Yeah, we have no traffic. Dude, I'm telling you, I came through the Lincoln Tunnel yesterday at 6:30.
So you think
people are crazy.
He's going to have a hard time getting up at 3:30 in the morning and doing the weather.
Oh, he would complain about that,
yeah.
Too. Yeah. He'd be like, yeah, this is too early for me.
Complain about everything.
It's too dark out for me to be doing the weather.
He might be one of those people.
Reed McDonough is his name.
Wow. Hold on. Greggy in New Jersey, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? So, picking up on the conversation around the New Jersey sports broadcasters, Hall of Fame,
yeah.
Whatever it is, I've got a Mount Rushmore, some of which you've mentioned, some you haven't. So I'll run through them real quick.
Oh, great.
So Bruce Beck, definitely.
Bruce Beck? This is just for New York?
No, this is for New Jersey.
For New Jersey, okay.
So the reason why Bruce Beck is there is because he was one of the founding anchors on essentially what was like the local access ESPN for North Jersey. It was
also does
TV3.
A ton of Rutgers work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is going back to the, you know, early to mid 80s.
Who are the other threes?
So also in that class is the indomitable, the legendary Bob Lee. So little known fact, Bob Lee actually founded that network. He was the first program director, and I used to watch him on air. This is pre-ESPN. So he should definitely be in the he should definitely be
okay,
there.
So he's in conversation. Who's the other two?
And then the other one would be Steve Adubato. I don't know if you know that guy. But
we know his name. We know Adubato's name.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
We know that name. Yeah, who's the final one?
There's a lot of Adubatos in Jersey, so you know the way that goes.
And then who's the final one?
And the final one would actually be a 50-50 tie, okay, between Jerry and that Williams guy from down the shore. You can sandblast the mountain, the bust, and you can have like a two-faced Batman thing going. And Jerry, listen, that's not just me throwing you a bone, but if it was, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time. Oh, but anyway. So that's my list.
Okay, that's all right, great. Very thanks, good. We love that list. We love lists.
That was awesome.
Leslie Visser sent me a text message regarding the awards. Okay. She voted for Jerry.
Oh, did she?
And she said, "Listen here, you boof bags."
Yeah.
What's a boof bag?
Awards are big. Last year, Hall of Famers were Nance, Larry Merchant, Dick Stockton. This year, it's Ernie Johnson, Scott Van Pelt.
Boof bag.
And I voted for Jerry. Tell him it's in Winston-Salem.
Yeah, it is in Winston. Thank you.
There's a big buffet one night. She recommends the smoked ribs.
Boof bags.
That's awesome.
Boof bags?
What the hell is that all about? We're trying to bring a highlight to something.
I mean, we've been very, very respectful.
Man, is Leslie getting cranky?
What's going on?
Jesus.
Boof bags? All we've done is shine a light on this. You know? The only negative thing we've said is we want this Tom Williams to step down this year.
No, absolutely not.
Who was voting for Tom Williams? Anybody have any idea about his high school sports that he's doing in South Jersey?
He's probably doing very good work down there.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You think most of the NFL fans out there are rooting for or against Aaron Rodgers to get to the Super Bowl or win it, or even this week? Like, forget about, obviously, we know Packer fans, we know 49er fans. There's millions of us who are neither. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers is looked at as a guy with his stance on the vaccine and the stuff he has talked about and Joe Rogan and this and that? Do you think that there's more people out there that are rooting against him or for him because of these things? Has he become a sympathetic figure or more of a villain over the last year or so?
I think that because he's such a great player that you want to see him win.
Okay. So you'd rather have him playing in the game.
Like I always say, there's three guys that threw the ball differently than everybody else. The first one for me was Joe Namath.
Okay.
He just looked different throwing the ball. And it was like spectacular. Then came Dan Marino with the quick release, and you just couldn't get enough of it when you watched him, and whether it was on Monday Night Football or in the playoffs, and that those uniforms and the whole thing. And then there's now Aaron Rodgers. And he just throws the ball differently than everybody.
Yeah.
It looks different. It looks effortless. And I just think that a lot of people may be rooting against him for his back stance, I guess. But
you think more people are rooting against him? Yeah, I mean,
I would rather see him in a Super Bowl, because I think him in a Super Bowl against either Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, you know, Tennessee in the Super Bowl is not going to be great. But
no, be terrible.
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, or Patrick Mahomes would be unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't want to see him win. I don't want to see him win a playoff game. I always root against the Packers, but I'm extra rooting against the Packers this year, and not necessarily because of his vax stance. It's everything to do with how he was so ridiculously hook, line, and sinker with that video of the boycott of the Super Bowl thing that we were messing around with. Much of a jerk he was during that. So,
well,
I hope he goes down.
He was responding to legitimate news sources that picked it up.
Yeah, I know, but still don't believe it. I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, fake news.
Fake news said.
Well,
so
he said
against
fake
him like crazy.
Initially.
I think
he said fake news about the news itself.
I'm getting a Nick Bosa jersey for this week. And I'm going to watch the game in a three-point stance.
You are?
Yep.
Yeah, when that guy's in a three-point stance and he's ready to roll, man, he is all in.
Yeah, no, I can't.
He is relentless.
I just had it with him. He's probably going to end up staying there. You know, I know that there's been talk about this since the last offseason about how it actually started the draft. Remember? That was that report at the draft.
Yes.
That was put out there by Schefter, I believe.
Because they didn't trust somebody within the Green Bay organization.
And then it's gone on and on, and he didn't show up, and then he finally showed up, and then they got their ass kicked in the first game, and then all of a sudden after that, you know, he had put together quite possibly another MVP season.
You know, the amazing thing about some of these guys is that, you know, he's going to get a contract extension. There's no question about it. He's going into the last year of his deal. But, you know, these guys want contract extensions, and they want big money extensions.
Well, sure, yeah.
But then it's going to impact the team around you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have it both ways. Give me all the money and then keep all my friends on the team.
Well, he was talking about, like, drafting guys, which you're always going to draft
guys.
Well,
he had the Jordan Love thing. That was the thing that kind of supposedly set him off. But then didn't the previous GM, what's his name, Ted Thompson, say that that Aaron Rodgers is complicated?
No, I believe it was Mark Murphy. I believe Ted Thompson is no longer with us. I think he's dead.
But no, I thought when he was alive, he said that.
I'm pretty sure it was Mark Murphy said he was a complicated fella.
Somebody said he was a complicated fella.
Yeah.
So does it you know, surprise you that he would react the way that he reacted?
No, it doesn't.
Of course not.
Yeah. Mark Murphy, complicated. Yeah, it was Mark Murphy.
Okay.
Team president. Packers president Mark Murphy. He's a complicated fella. Yeah. I mean, that's not the worst thing he could be called. I kind of think that's a compliment. He's not boring, is he?
No.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it was, you know, it's funny. So we're both right. So in this quote, Mark Murphy quotes Ted Thompson.
Okay. So there you go. Okay.
He goes, I'm often reminded of Ted Thompson, just a great general manager. He would say he's a complicated fella.
Yeah,
go. So I'll just say that, Murphy said Thursday. Thursday, you know, months and months ago. But yeah. I don't know. I want to see him go down. I want to see him lose. I don't want the Packers to move on. I want this offseason for him to leave there. That's what I'm rooting for.
So in terms of popularity, would the 49ers, Tennessee Titans do it for you for the Super Bowl?
No, that would be an atrocity. That would be the worst. That would be the worst matchup you could have. That would be the worst one. Easy.
So either Bucks and Bucks or Packers. And then three of the other four teams in the AFC. Allen, Mahomes, Burrow.
Yeah. I'd like to see any one of them in there, except for the Titans.
You know, when you think about it, the Titans and the Packers win one game, and you're hosting the championship game.
Well, yeah, of course. That's the whole getting the bye thing. That's all it takes. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it takes. When you're the one seed, that's why it's such a tremendous advantage. I did like the fact when there was two teams that got byes, I did like that. I don't love the fact that an extra team gets in. Still to this day, I don't like it. You know, and then we saw how that played out over Super Wild Card weekend.
Those extra games that got added to the schedule got paid for.
No,
they
I know.
Were bought and paid for.
I understand.
And there is
I'm not saying that you're not.
But, you know, there's an appetite for it, but this is.
It was just so clean to me. Like the six teams and the way that it worked out.
But legitimately, this is always the best round of the playoffs is right here, right where we're at right now.
And the best teams are there.
Yes.
There's no doubting that. The best football teams are in the division.
The only team that I would say that didn't make it, that I wish would have made it,
would have
been the Chargers.
Yeah, but who knows what they would have done in the first round? You don't know.
Against the Chiefs?
They would have played the Chiefs.
Yes.
Yeah, they would have gotten killed.
That would have been a great game. They know each other and big-time quarterbacks.
They would have gotten killed.
I don't know.
But Brandon Staley would have gone for a 4th-and-40 on his own 2-yard line in the first quarter.
Man, you are relentless on that guy.
No, I'm not that. I'm not that. I liked him at the beginning of the season.
You know, the interesting thing is on Sundays, when a team has a fourth and one or a like first and goal.
Yeah.
And first of all, they run three straight right up the middle plays and they don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always look over to Coach Carr and say, Coach, you guys spend 16 hours a day at your place of work, and this is the best play you can come up with?
Right.
And, you know, he gets very upset with me when I say that. Now, interestingly enough, the Bengals had a fourth down decision to make early in this game against the Raiders.
Yeah.
And Zach Taylor went for it. And he ran a play that he had in his back pocket for about 10 weeks that he had not run.
Mm.
And it was a Jamar Chase out of the backfield.
So you come back at you? Say something like,
I said to Coach, I said, Coach, see, there's a guy who's using his 16 hours correctly, coming up with plays at the right time, at the right moment, in the biggest spot.
He got me off the Bengals a little bit earlier because now I'm rooting for the Bengals. I was going to pick the Bengals.
You should be rooting for the Bengals.
I was going to bet the Bengals. Then you got me all worried about the offensive line, defensive line matchup.
Yeah, but like I told you, the quality of skill player in that offense creates different defensive nightmare matchups for the opposing team.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And it's one of the reasons why Joe Mixon is able to be as effective a runner is because of when you got Boyd, Higgins, and Jamar Chase running down the field, it creates all sorts of problems in the secondary of the opposing team.
I'll go back to how much you're going to get pestered if the Bengals make it to the AFC Championship game and you're there with the NFL today.
You should be happy about that.
You're going to get pestered.
Of course I will, especially if it's in Buffalo.
Yeah, without a doubt. You have to go on every radio. You have to be on a radio show every 10 minutes. That's what's going to happen.
Hey, look, man, good for them, man.
Yeah, you'll be happy to do it. Right? Wouldn't you?
Pay me, bitch.
No, we're in
that's not true.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.